The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has announced a program for regional artists that can help them access health care, and it's called the Artist Fund. And here to tell us about it is Bob DeArmond. He's Executive Director of the ARAC and the Artist Fund Board Member. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with why we need a health care fund for artists.
Boy.
Because they get sick, right?
Let me back up a little bit. I'm actually the treasurer of the Artist Fund, which is its own separate nonprofit. And we were started basically because we ran into some artists who had health care issues and had no insurance and really weren't able to access insurance at a reasonable rate. And so that's sort of why we started it. We thought we can't help them with major medical catastrophes, but we can maybe help them visit a doctor and do some preventive care prior to supposedly, having something more serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's eligible and which counties? We're not talking just about the Arrowhead here.
Oh, no, actually, when we started it because there was an artist in Duluth who had an ailment that we were unable to help him with, really, but it got us going. And we got involved with a statewide fundraiser basically by artists, and it ended up being statewide and also northern Wisconsin. So we actually serve the seven counties that make up the Arrowhead region and also Bayfield and Douglas County in northwestern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So it's a big area.
So, and eligibility, do I have to be an artist?
Yeah, basically it's for artists and artists' families. So anybody who's a legal dependent of the artist can also, they could get money for that. By artists, we're basically talking about somebody who is actually making, has some credentials for pursuing a career of sorts in the arts. We're not really looking for people that are full-time artists. We're looking for people who are actually out there performing or, exhibiting with some regularity. But, obviously a lot of them have other jobs, and oftentimes the other jobs don't give them insurance as well. So, mm-hmm.
So now, we're not talking about a whole lot of money here. But
oh, no. No. Sadly, it's very little, but we're hoping if the program takes off, we'll be able to approach some foundations and stuff to do more. Right now, what we basically have is, as I think either you or somebody said earlier, it's a reimbursement program. So it's not a voucher or anything. You basically can go to the doctor or licensed practitioner of your choice, and once you paid them, you can send us a copy of your paid receipt and a resume showing that you at least are trying to pursue a career in the arts. And then if everything looks fine, we will turn around and send you up to $100, towards that visit.
And this will help a lot of people who may not visit a doctor on any kind of regular basis,
right,
until they get sick.
That's what we're hoping.
Get them into the system a little bit.
Yep.
So if I do that, mm-hmm. and who do I send it to? The reimbursement?
Send it to the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council. We actually administer it for the small nonprofit. So.
And that's in Duluth?
That's in Duluth.
Okay. Yep. Give me an address.
Okay. Okay. It's 1301 Rice Lake Road, Suite 120,
okay,
Duluth, Minnesota, 55811.
And if they've got a question, they can get a hold of you by phone?
They should call me. Yeah, call me direct. I'm basically the administrator.
Okay, and your number there?
Okay, our number, I'll give you the 1-800. It's 1-800-569-8134.
Okay, Bob DeArmond, Executive Director of Arrowhead Regional Arts Council and Treasurer for the Artist Fund Health Program. And thank you for filling us in on this, and I hope you get a lot of phone calls.
Oh, I do too. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bob.